Shining City Audio, a John Meacham and C-13 original studio. On June 21st, 1964, three civil rights workers are killed in Neshoba County, Mississippi. I'm John Meacham, and this is Reflections of History.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It was Father's Day, 1964, the most difficult of years. Civil rights activism was on the rise, and in reaction, so was white supremacist feeling. And nowhere was arguably more fraught than Mississippi. In the face of change, white Mississippi was governed by hate and by fear. And, as Edmund Burke had written in the 18th century, no passion so effectually robs the mind of all its powers of acting and reasoning as fear. As the novelist Walker Percy put it, once the final break is made between language and reality, arguments generate their own force and lay out their own logical views. The current syllogism goes something like this. 1. There is no ill feeling in Mississippi between the races. The Negroes like things the way they are. If you don't believe it, I'll call my cook out of the kitchen and you can ask her. 2. The trouble is caused by outside agitators who are communist-inspired. 3. Therefore, the real issue is between atheistic communism and patriotic, God-fearing Mississippians. Once such a system cuts the outside wires and begins to rely on its own feedback, anything becomes possible. So wrote Walker Percy. Mayhem and murder had become not only possible, but real. On Sunday, June 21st, 1964, three Freedom Summer workers, Mickey Schwerner, Andy Goodman, and James Cheney, disappeared after being arrested and jailed in Philadelphia, Mississippi, in Neshoba County. Schwerner and Goodman were white, Cheney was black. John Lewis joined the search for their bodies. With friends from the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, Lewis recalled walking around in the hot, sticky dusk, bugs buzzing around, out in the middle of nowhere, poking at scrub grass and bushes and dirt. It was really pretty useless, not to mention dangerous. Rivers were dragged, woods were scoured, dirt was turned, and bodies were found. Old bodies, unidentified corpses, the decomposed remains of black people long given up as missing. It was ugly, sickening, horrifying. Here was proof, as if it was needed, that those woods and rivers in the heart of this state had long been a killing field, a dumping ground for the Klan. By the first week of August, the bodies of the three martyred activists were found at a dam site in Neshoba County, buried deep. Each had been shot. Cheney had been horribly beaten as well. In the face of such violence, nonviolence seemed inadequate, antiquated, unseasonable. Lewis was crushed by the murders and listened in dismay at James Cheney's funeral as David Dennis, a fellow civil rights activist, cried out in understandable bitterness, "If you go back home and sit down and take what these white men in Mississippi are doing to us, if you take it and don't do something about it, then God damn your souls." With a shout, Dennis went on, "Stand up. Don't bow down anymore. Hold your heads up. We want our freedom now. I don't want to go to another memorial. I'm tired of funerals." To the writer Bruce Watson, the funeral was twofold. On Friday, August 7th, Watson wrote, both James Cheney and nonviolence were laid to rest in Mississippi. Still, John Lewis kept the faith. It wasn't easy. It was, in fact, the hardest thing in the world. David Dennis was rational, human, in the sense that he reacted the way virtually any human being would. Lewis was the irrational one. He was the oddity. How could you not surrender to the appetite for vengeance? How could you not despair of a path that led lambs to slaughter? How could you hold to a creed that appeared to produce more pain than progress? The only way to explain his persistent nonviolence, his unending commitment to answering hate with love and death with life, is to take John Lewis at his word. "We truly believe that we were on God's side," he recalled. "And in spite of everything, the beatings, the bombings, the burnings, God's truth would prevail." Thank you for listening to Reflections of History, a creation of Shining City Audio, a C13 Originals and John Meacham studio. Reflections of History is executive produced by me, John Meacham, and Chris Corcoran, Chief Content Officer and Founding Partner of Cadence 13. Production and editing led by Lloyd Lockridge and Chris Basil. Production assistance and operations by Andy Jaskowitz, Adam Macias, and Kelly Rafferty. Cadence 13 is an Audacy company.
Do you wake up in a cold sweat from your work dreams?
Have a coworker who keeps inviting you to do escape rooms?
Can't get a coworker to agree to do escape rooms?
Or are you just genuinely not sure how to take the next step in your career?
I'm Kate.
And I'm Kim. And together we run Amy Poehler's company, Paper Kite Productions.
We've been friends and colleagues for years, so we know how important it is to feel like someone has your back at work.
And we want to be that for you.
So we're hosting a weekly advice show where we answer all your work-related questions.
Something amazing happened. I got offered my dream job.
How am I supposed to bring this up to him without hurting his feelings? What should I do?
I want to skip the pleasantries without being an asshole.
Careful, money and friends, they don't mix, babes.
They don't. And don't work with your friends, make your friends at work.
All right, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but that was actually $1 million advice.
Whether you need advice or just love to listen to other people's problems, this show is for you.
Listen and follow Million Dollar Advice, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.